In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst. In today's gospel, there's a contextual sentence that's placed immediately before the reading that's not part of the pericope, and it is a transition sentence where a person sitting with Jesus at the table has a statement where he says, "Blessed will those be who eat and supper in at the heavenly banquet in the kingdom of heaven." And this statement is interpreted by many of the early church commentators to be somewhat of a presumptuous statement. And that means that the parable that follows that sentence is actually meant to elaborate further. It was Jesus answering the statement that had been just said. And so the man saying this assumed that he would be at the table at the heavenly banquet. And he assumed this primarily because he was of the people of Israel. He was part of the people of God. And if you were a part of the people of God, you expected a heavenly inheritance of some sort and that you would be part of this banquet. We know this as the people of God, as Christians. This is the general teaching and thought process that many of us have, is the assumption that we will partake of the heavenly banquet. Now, Jesus undermines this assumption a little bit with his parable by going and talking about this banquet that the master throws. And he sends out his servant. Now, in ancient times, at Jesus' time, the way that you invited someone, and as it says in Matthew, a king would invite, or if you were a wealthy person and you invited, or if it was a wedding to have a banquet, you would send out invitations. And much like today, well, most people don't RSVP anymore, but they used to. You would receive response back with intent of you coming. And so the assumption in the parable is that everyone has already replied and said that they're coming, which would be the exact same situation among the people he's talking about. Those faithful Jews that Jesus is talking to are faithful Jews, and therefore they assume that they're going to be invited and that they're going to attend the banquet. And we could say that same applies for us, that we assume we're invited and we assume that we're going to attend it. But in the ancient custom, on the day of the banquet, the slave, or as it's translated, the servant, goes out and he goes and he says, "The supper is now ready. It's time. Now's the time. Now's the time." And we see that there were three examples made. One was going to be married, so he couldn't come and take part of the banquet. But he's already replied. He's already said he's coming. He's already, in a sense, promised he's coming. But now he has a wife. One has to tend to his oxen. But he already said he was coming. Couldn't he do it another day? No. He wants to be excused. And it goes on and on. And then eventually this man who throws this banquet is angry. And he sends out to the poor, the lame, and all those who weren't invited. His house isn't full. He goes to the highways and the hedges. And in Luke's gospel, all those people who are invited are the same people that Jesus said he was going to come to deliver when he was quoting Isaiah. The poor, the lame, the blind. Those people who had needs and more than likely weren't being fed were now to be the main guests of the banquet. Now, another aspect of this is this idea of a banquet. We're always thinking of a future, and for many Christians, we think Heaven is a future event, you know. We live our lives so that we can go to heaven. And we're going to have the heavenly banquet when we get to heaven. But in the scripture today, the indication isn't that it's simply a future event. It's an event that happens now. And as I mentioned in prior weeks about the altar of our heart and about this, really the kingdom of heaven is now. And the kingdom of heaven is moment by moment. And we're invited to the heavenly banquet moment by moment. Now, an obvious would be we have Sunday service and we're invited and there's a foretaste of the heavenly kingdom as one Orthodox Christian receives the Holy Eucharist into themselves. It's a foretaste of that celestial feast in the age to come. But more than that, or maybe not more than that, but alongside of that, God is constantly bidding to dine with us. He is constantly knocking on the doors of our heart, waiting for us to open so that, as he says, he can come in and sit down and have dinner with us. And in our heart of hearts, in the place where we meet God, in the last couple weeks ago, I talked about the altar of the heart. But it requires us to not be preoccupied. And I don't know about you, but this time of year, I've been dizzy with just what's going on. You know, Christmas is coming. And beyond that, it's just for some reason, you know, you go out there, it's chaos everywhere. You know, the stores are full, everything's busy, everything's important. And, you know, there's deadlines. And, of course, it's easy to sacrifice the listening aspect of our soul that's actually trying to meet Christ now. You know, we all say the season's about Jesus Christ as Christians, right? But on our way to it, typically, it's not so much about Jesus Christ. It's really, pragmatically, what's more pressing is the gifts I have to get, the money I have to expend, the gifts I'm going to get, and making sure that the niceties of polite society, of that everybody gets everything on time, is accomplished, is much more important, number one, than going to church on the actual day of the feast. And it's much more important than thinking about Christ, at least in my mind, at least in the average human being's mind in this world, in this day and age, and it probably always has been this way. But think about it beyond Christmas, beyond the nativity season. We think about our Lord constantly coming to us, constantly bidding us, and we are often very distracted because the kingdom of heaven is now. And every time I choose to be excused, and every time I hear the still small voice, and I decide to do something else, and every time the Holy Spirit puts a conviction on my heart, and then I decide that there's one more thing that's more important, then I lose my seat at the table. And this is the Jesus' parable to this man who is sitting at the table, and of course, very condemnatory towards those people. We don't want to think about the kingdom of heaven as future and about our reward unless we're living it now. Because we die in a few moments. And when we die in a few moments, if we're not sitting at the table and if we're not opening the door of our heart, then why would we open it in the future in some great by and by? Now, we all pray that the Lord would have mercy on us either way, but you get the point of the message is that our hearts are to be sensitized. And this whole gospel is really about priorities. Now, we can see where Jesus' priorities are in being sensitive to the heart and being sensitive that the kingdom of heaven is now and putting away excuses and taking responsibility for ourselves and how we turn away from what God has offered. That's where Jesus has his teaching at. That may be a bit too spiritual for us, but that is the baseline. So be challenged by that. You're not the only person who turns away with excuses. You're not the only person who has more important things to do than actually work on the very salvation of your soul. It is a common thing amongst the Jews historically, amongst Christians historically. But you know what would make you a unique person? What would make you unique is if you stopped making excuses. And you realized what you're doing every moment you did it. And instead of saying and confessing that you really care about the kingdom of heaven, it would make you unique if you were honest about it. And said that maybe, possibly by the evidence in your life, that you actually do not give a lick about it. Because everything else is so much more important. Or, as Jesus encourages the Pharisees sitting at his table to do, we could simply repent. Because this isn't something that you all suffer with. This is something that everyone suffers with. May God bless us to take today's parable deep into our hearts to recognize the kingdom of heaven is now. And instead of making excuses, to repent and seek first the kingdom in our lives. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst.